The word today is robber. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Most of us at some point in life had something stolen from us that we cherished. Surprisingly, God accuses some people of robbing from Him. Persons who give God cheap offerings are stealing from Him. We need to decide which we will serve, God or money. If we wish to please God, we will give an offering that reflects our wealth. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Robber.
I have a more difficult task today as I'm talking with you. I want you to pay attention to the topic, and literally this topic is aimed at a certain set of people that will be hearing this program. And I don't normally do that. Normally, whatever we talk about on The Word Today, whether it's Pastor Paul or myself, is a message that is to go out to everybody. And when it comes to repenting of sin, receiving the Lord Jesus as our Savior, or looking forward to life eternal, a lot of the topics that we love to talk about at The Word Today, it's for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are. It's meant for you. Sometimes, however, the Word of God is addressing certain individuals that need to repent. And that's what the message today is going to be about. I hope that if you are in a situation where you are struggling and finding it difficult financially, where you might even be in poverty, and you don't have the means to give to God the way you would like to in an offering and supporting the work of the gospel, please, this is not aimed at you. This is not a message for you to get guilt, to think, oh, I could do more if I had more money. That's not what this is about today. This is a message for the rich. This is a message of rebuke for people, not only because they're wealthy, but the ones who are wealthy and who are giving garbage gifts to God. That's what this is about today. It's about the individuals who are giving lousy offerings to God. And there are always some individuals who have great wealth from the Lord, who can take trips, who can buy all kinds of toys for themselves, and they give lousy gifts to God. And sadly, there's a lot of Christians like that. So this is a message for you. It's going to have a passage, Malachi chapter 3, starting in verse 6. The Lord is talking to the Israelites, and He is judging them because they are not giving proper offerings. I think I should correct that. I believe it was aimed at Judah, the southern kingdom, so it should be properly a message to the residents of Judah, not Israel. Aside from that technicality, here's what the verse says in Malachi 3, starting at verse 6. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your fathers, you have turned away from my decrees and not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. You know, I've preached this sermon before at our Shepherd Lutheran Church, and I've looked into the eyes of the people, and I know some of them are very wealthy, have more than they need, and they're giving lousy gifts to God. That's reprehensible. That's disgusting. The Christian is supposed to give, at a minimum, a tithe. Now, here is where I need to caution you on this. When you're extremely poor, it's not easy, and yet many people who don't have much are still able to give 10%. I'm not going to lay a guilt trip on somebody who has almost nothing and is struggling to give to God. I am going to put guilt on a person who has great wealth and gives lousy garbage gifts to the Lord. They don't have any heart for the gospel. They may say they care a lot about God, but you know, as Jesus says, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. You know, there's different forms of thievery, different forms of stealing. There's the out-and-outright criminal who robs or holds up people or businesses. There's intellectual property theft that takes place in the world. There's laziness on the job where you're trying to get paid for doing almost nothing. And there's even a tax evasion. You know, many times the very wealthy do that kind of crime. And there's what's called white-collar crime, where people in the business suites are adjusting the books to get themselves more money, trying to avoid taxes, things like this. You know what? In the spiritual sense, there is also what's called offering evasion, where individuals have been blessed by the Lord materially, but they're trying to avoid honoring God, giving appropriately to God. They're robbing God. I remember hearing just a short while ago, a year or two ago, that there was an interesting phrase that said, what if God only gave you back what you thanked him for today? You know what happens when the people give lousy offerings to God? It means they're not thankful. They think they've done it themselves. They think they can control it themselves. God gets angry at this. Do you want to know how angry God was about this? In chapter 2, I believe it is, of this same book, Malachi, the Lord is reprimanding the priests. The priests were allowing these lousy offerings to be given to God. And the Lord said, I'm going to take the dung. I'm going to take the crap from those sacrifices that you're burning. I'm going to smear it on your faces. Now, how angry do you think the Lord was to say something like that? Now, here's my concern. Maybe some of you are a little offended by what I'm saying. Maybe you're wealthy. Maybe you're like, whoa, what is all this negativity? Why don't you just positively encourage me? Because you've probably heard it 100 times. And your heart is stony and your heart is hard and it needs to be broken up. Because you're in love with your money. You're in love with your wealth and you've put that ahead of the Lord. And like those priests, you need to hear God is pissed off. God is angry when you do that, when you don't honor him appropriately. You know, one of the things that the Lord says here is, I'll tell you what, he is full of grace and mercy. And one of the things he says here is, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Do you know what he's saying? He's not fickle. If God was fickle, he'd destroy those that displease him. But he is a God ultimately of love and mercy and kindness. And he gives an opportunity for repentance. And that's why he calls out, return to me. Change your behavior. Now, Christian, if you've been blessed with wealth, we're not talking millions. We're talking you're living a nice lifestyle. You have a couple of cars. You live in a nice home. But you're given junk. And here's the key. Percentage. What's the percentage of what you're giving to God? You remember Jesus when he was looking at the offerings being put into the treasury in the temple, and there was this widow who comes and drops in 2 little coins. They're called mites, the widow's mites. And it was worth like less than a penny. And Jesus calls his followers over to him and he said, I tell you what, that widow gave more than all the big gifts of the others. You know why? Because she gave it all. Percentage-wise, hers was the biggest gift of the day. It's called proportionate giving. Maybe you've never heard a Christian preach on this. Maybe you've never heard these lessons. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed if your heart has been pricked and you're motivated to say, I need to learn more about this. And great, God bless you. But if you are ticked off, if you've been hoarding your money, then you need to repent. Because this is a matter of salvation. No amount of lip service is going to cut it. If you love your money and it's an idol for you, trust me, God can tell the difference between lip service and true service. Now, having said that, God is merciful and he's forgiving. And he's calling on those with the means to do the work for the kingdom. The ones with the money need to be giving appropriate offerings. And here's another thing. Churches should be spending it on appropriate things. Any gift given to the Word today, it all goes for the mission of the Word today. It doesn't go toward my car. It doesn't go toward my salary. It doesn't go toward a building. It goes toward the mission, this program, and the languages that are being heard. So praise God. And if that's a motivation for someone with some money to give, there is no higher percentage out there getting done for the Lord than the Word today. I don't know of any. And so what the Lord is saying is put Christ first. Prove it. Show you're thankful. Show you love me. Now, for those with almost nothing, very little, you can tell this is not intended for you to feel guilty because you don't have more to give. It's about proportionate giving. If God gives you, you know, $1 or one unit, a fraction of that goes to God. But a person who's gotten millions of these should give much more. They've been so abundantly blessed. That's proportionate giving. And the whole point is we should be seeking to serve the Lord. We should be showing gratitude. We should have a desire to get things done for the kingdom of God. I hope that you will receive this word and really work with it. I hope that you that are wealthy will struggle with this. The average millionaire gives only 2%, like 1% to 2%. What a crime. What a sin. If that's you, you're greedy, and you need to repent. But God is merciful. He's forgiving. He will receive you, and you can do so much more for the kingdom. It's a matter of trust, and it's a matter of faithfulness. The bottom line is, prove it. Demonstrate it. You know, there's a promise in Psalm 34, "Fear the Lord, you, his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing." You really don't lack anything with faith in Christ. So why live as though it depends on your money and your wealth? It doesn't. God is calling you to express trust in him. So please, please do not put money first. Put the Lord Jesus Christ first and serve him alone.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.